A committee bill in the Florida House looks to move the State Office of Energy out from under its current agency. Meanwhile, Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried is calling it a power grab by Republicans.
The purpose of this conforming bill is to transfer the Office of Energy within the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services to the Department of Environmental Protection.
That's Republican Representative Holly Roshine, who chairs the committee. The Office of Energy has been under the Department of Agriculture for the past 9 years. In terms of staffing and funding, Roshine says, exactly what's in place under the Department of Agriculture will be moved over to DEP,
which transfers 14 full-time equivalent positions, $539,080 in general revenue funds, and $1,214,900 in trust fund authority.
The Office of Energy evaluates energy-related studies and stakeholder input in order to recommend energy policies and programs to the governor and lawmakers. Roshine faced questions from her colleagues on the panel as to why the move is being proposed now.
It seems that over the last 9 years, the Department of Energy, or what are we calling it, the Office of Energy, has been operating pretty well. So I'm trying to understand the justification for shifting it when it seems to be working so well from one agency to another.
Roshine replied, saying the office's jurisdiction fits well under DEP.
We talk about clean water, we talk about clean air, we talk about clean energy. So it's a very acceptable place to put the Office of Energy.
The committee's vice chair, Republican Representative Rick Roth, had questions about costs.
Is there any anticipated cost savings due to being able to consolidate responsibilities?
Roshine didn't have a clear answer.
But in the long run and the long term, I would imagine there could be some savings. I just wouldn't know what those are right now.
After the House panel passed the measure, Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried called a press conference to blast the proposal.
30 minutes ago, I stood before the House Ag Appropriations Subcommittee. I asked them to ask themselves why. Why would we move the Office of Energy from FDACS when it's finally working, and why do we want to do it now?
Fried is calling the move a partisan power grab.
The only answer to the why is painfully clear. This bill puts party before state and puts the governor before Floridians. This is part of the governor's plan to consolidate power. We've seen it with his bill last week to strip oversight of state agencies from the independently elected Florida cabinet, and with whom 12 million voters put their faith to govern alongside the governor.
Fried told reporters she has not spoken with Governor Ron DeSantis on the matter since she became aware of the bill. The governor was in Washington, D.C. for a meeting at the White House alongside a handful of Republican state legislators Tuesday afternoon. Fried contends her agency cut administrative overhead in the energy office and has made progress on energy initiatives over the past 9 years. She says the move would set back years of progress.
The only answer to the why is painfully clear. This bill puts party before state and puts the governor before Floridians. This is part of the governor's plan to consolidate power. We've seen it with his bill last week to strip oversight of state agencies from the independently elected Florida cabinet, and with whom 12 million voters put their faith to govern alongside the governor.
The two no votes on the bill came from Democrats Tina Polsky and Clovis Watson, but two other Democrats on the panel, Kristen Jacobs and Anika Omfroy, voted up on the bill. Asked about the Democratic yes votes, Fried says she can't speak for everyone in her party. The bill has one more stop, the chamber's Appropriations Committee, before it hits the House floor. I'm Ryan Daly.